Breath of Scandal by Sandra Brown. Prologue. New York City, 1990. She was going back to Palmetto. Standing at her office window, Jade Sperry adjusted the blinds and gazed down 20 stories at the snarled traffic around Lincoln Center. A cold wind whipped around the street corners with the impetus of the city buses that belched noxious fumes into the polluted air. Looking like frantic yellow beetles, taxicabs scurried from one congested traffic lane to another. Pedestrians never broke their stride but continued to move, clutching their belongings. It had been a struggle for Jade to adjust to such constant motion when she moved to New York. At first, intersections proved hazardous. There was nothing quite as terrifying as standing on the curb of a busy avenue in downtown Manhattan, wondering which would mow her down first, a menacing taxi, a lumbering city bus, or the hordes of people pressing her from behind and growing impatient with the out-of-towner whose speech was as slow as her hesitant gait. As with every challenge, Jade had ducked her head and tackled it. She didn't move as fast, or hear as quickly, or speak as rapidly as the natives, but she wasn't intimidated by them, just different. She hadn't been bred to bustle. Jade Sperry had been raised in an environment where the most industrious individual on a summer day might be a dragonfly skimming a tidal swamp. By the time she reached New York, she had become accustomed to hard work and self-sacrifice. So she had acclimated and survived, because her South Carolinian stiff-necked pride was just as characteristic as her speech. Today it had all paid off. Thousands of hours of planning, plotting, and hard work had finally been rewarded.